It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes it is. And it's Friday, movie day. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. And yes, I did turn up today for rehearsals and I stuck around for the real deal.
Mind you, you didn't really bring much to rehearsals. It was an absolute schmozzle today. And I don't know what's going on with you this week. You just seem, I don't know. You seem a bit...
You can't stop yawning. I'm tired.
Yeah.
We're keeping
you up, are we? Is that what's happening? It's usually about now you have your afternoon nana nap, so...
that's true. It is. It is usually around the 12 o'clock to 12:30. No.
And I know why you're here today and why you came early, because it's school holidays. Things have been very busy at the Forum 6 Cinema in Tamworth. And yes. You're looking just for some time to get away from the chillins, aren't you, Mr. Lee?
I thought, you know what? What is the best way to, you know, make an appearance that I'm not there, but I am, is to go to rehearsals. And that's why I was even super early to rehearsals before you today.
I know. It's always, I always get a bit concerned when I turn up and you're already here. And I'm like, what doing? So now I know. But the good thing is I feel privileged because I look at it and kind of go, well, the children or JT, who does Mr. Lee prefer to get away from? So I know you obviously want my company today, so that's nice.
Yes, I definitely do.
Why couldn't it be school holidays every week? Then I'd probably get a bit more of a performance off you, Mr. Lee. Anyway, how have school holidays been? You've been enjoying them. It's been really busy at the cinema. Been some great movies here.
Oh, look, I love July school holidays because that's when the summer is over in America and they bring out all the great movies. And I have to say, each site has been so busy and it has just been incredible. It's been a great school holiday. So very, very happy. And I know the peeps are loving it as well.
The peeps. Oh, my God.
Woof.
That calls for that. and Mr. Lee. Now, before we get into seeing what new movies we've got out, you've also got some news. Eva Longoria is going to feature in our news today. That's exciting.
Yeah, look, she's taken a little bit of a detour in her acting life. So, because you remember from Desperate Housewives all those years ago, and she's been in a few other movies since then and all that. But yeah, some very interesting news about her. So,
One of my faves in Desperate Housewives. I thoroughly enjoy that TV show. Did you enjoy it, Miss Lee? Is that on your? That's like
yeah, it was actually.
Yeah, of course it was. It's a midday viewing for you.
Yes.
And also, the top fives are back this week. I believe Mr. Lee's sending me somewhere that apparently I'm going to like. I don't believe this for 1 minute. So he's never sent
me
anywhere
good.
You're going to love it. I just want you to send me to Bora Bora. Okay, and you just don't, or Tahiti or something, Bahamas, but you keep sending me to shit places. No. So we'll see how that goes today.
You won't be able to complain after this.
Okay, we'll find out in about 15 minutes. And also, Fast Flicks is back today. Now, today is the day that we will get to see who takes on Western. God help our Fast Flicks today, because... I don't even know why that category's there, to be entirely honest. I'd nick it off if I could, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't know why I put it in there either, so not good.
Because you love it. Love a bit of Brokeback Mountain to yourself, don't you, Mr. Lee? It's a weekend staple at your house. So we'll take a look at that a bit later on. Without further ado...
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Now, this is not about you, but I know what you did last summer.
Thank God.
Which
I tried to keep that a secret.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's just too funny. So, look, they've got a new one out. And can you believe 1997 was when the first one came out with Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar, and Freddie Prinze Jr. Then we had the second one come out. I still know what you did last summer in 1998. Then they had a direct-to-DVD that was out in 2006 called I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. I like those names. That's pretty good.
They are good names. Jennifer Love Hewitt, she was just gorgeous. Just gorgeous back in the day with those movies. She still is. She's kind of like that lady that you like, the old lady. You keep talking about, you know, your whore pass.
Oh, Annette Bening.
That's right. I can never remember her bloody name. No surprises, really.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do.
Take Jennifer Love Hewitt any day. Okay, I know what you did last summer. It is out now. Let's have a listen.
Baby, you okay? Why don't you go upstairs and do that guided meditation you like?
Thank you. Find a peaceful setting and close your eyes. Imagine a white light calling you.
Hello?
Now, feel that love entering your body and emanating out from your chest. Take a deep breath in and remember the energy you give to the universe always comes back to you.
Wait.
Some kind of karma for what we did.
What if someone saw what happened?
You need to handle this.
This isn't the first time there's been violence like this in Southport. It's not going to stop.
I need to start drinking.
Someone is coming after us. I need your help. I just have one question. What did you do last summer? This place is so beautiful, it makes me want to die.
Ooh. Yeah. So in the first one, Mr. Lee, we go all the way back to 1997, was it? That was 97?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've got the friends, they run over the fishermen, they push them over the cliff, and then all of a sudden they start dying one by one. Sounds like, based off this story, that a similar storyline pretty much happens throughout the movie. And yeah, they cover up their involvement, they make a pact to keep it secret. And then they got to face the consequences.
It's in the original, didn't he have like a hook?
A hook, yeah. He killed everyone with his thing. Hook.
Yeah. So I wonder if he's got that. And I wonder if any of the originals are in it. I wonder if Jennifer or Sarah or Freddie are in it.
I've seen Jennifer Love in it. I'm pretty sure Freddie Prinze is in it as well. So they come,
cameos,
yeah. And it's kind of like Scream with Sydney Prescott and, you know, Neve Campbell, she's in that. Yep. And so it's kind of like that, and the fact that they go to Jennifer Love's character and also Freddie Prinze for help as to how to deal with this guy. So, because the Southport Massacre of 1997. So, Madeline Chitlin, Chase Sue Wonders, Jonah Howard King. There's a lot of names in there I haven't heard of before, Mr. Lee. But I'm sure they're going to do a really good job and put them on the map.
Exactly. They'll be wanted.
Yes, they will be. So that is I Know What You Did Last Summer. But if that's not on your bucket list for the weekend, maybe one of these movies are.
We've got 28 Years Later, Elio, F1, the movie, How to Train Your Dragon, Jurassic World Rebirth, Karate Kid Legends, Lilo and Stitch, or as JT says, Lilo, Megan 2.0, Materialist, The Smurfs, and Superman. So check your local cinema website or box office for what screening and times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Now, Mr. Lee, you're so lucky that I had to play this opener, otherwise I would have put Wolf on. Okay, I was getting ready for it.
Well, can I just say, you wanted somewhere hot.
I did, yes. Well,
You wanted somewhere warm,
I hot. Said warm. I didn't say, like, stinking hot. So I hope you're not sending me to the Sahara or something. Oh, here we go. Of course you did. Yeah, this will be good. This will be good. Oh, let me strap myself in for this, please.
Right, yeah, well, I thought, you know, where is somewhere that's hot, you know, because you keep saying you want it warm, hot. So I'm sending you off to the UAE.
Oh, dear. Here we go. Of course you are. Of course you are.
Look out, Dubai.
Yeah, but Dubai looks like a nice place, and I do actually want to go there. So, you know what? I don't mind this one, Mr. Lee. Can you give me the sheet, please, so I can have a look? Let me have a look and see. Let me get the five.
It's so funny.
Okay, let's see how we go. I don't even know the first one for the UAE. Number five is Malik. Is that right, Mr. Lee? I'm assuming so.
I assume so too.
Sorry, I couldn't do any prep because you had the sheet. Four, How to Train Your Dragon. Number three is the F1 movie. How good is that? Number two, Jurassic World Rebirth. And number one for the UAE. Oh, it's Superman.
Wow, how good is that? No surprise, really.
No.
After what we were talking about last Wednesday. Now, let's go off to the USA. We've got number five is Elio. Number four is How to Train Your Dragon. Number three is F1 the Movie. Number two is Jurassic World Rebirth. And number one for the US. Superman.
Oh, no surprises there. That's two. Can it make it three? I have a sneaky suspicion perhaps it will. However, I don't know. I'm still looking at maybe like Jurassic World. That could be up there. Number five for Australia is Smurfs. Number four, How to Train Your Dragon. Number three, the F1 movie. Number two for Australia, it's Jurassic World Rebirth, which means, do we need the drum roll? Probably not. But number one for Australia is, it's Superman. Look at that. Done. Yes. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Such a good movie. And it's just doing so well, isn't it? James Gunn, he's praising its success. What was he saying? He expects it to make something like 700 million the box office? That's crazy.
Yeah. He was saying he wouldn't be surprised if it didn't take 700 mil easy, which that's a big call. But, you know, opening, I was thinking, but now looking at it, it's going to do it. It's going to go very, very close. If it doesn't get to 700, it will go very, very well. But he keeps saying he's so grateful for the enthusiasm and the kind words over the past few days. He's so happy. And because as we were saying on Superman, our podcast on Wednesday, this was make or break DC and James Gunn.
Yeah,
because as we all know, he was Marvel. And, you know, they took him across to DC because they basically want to replicate what they've done at Marvel. So this is – it's great news.
And he wrote the whole thing, like from start to finish. That's – and then, you know, to make sure that he got what he wanted on the big screen. And as George, our Flickster, was saying, the cinematography was just spot on. The music was great. The performances from some of the big actors and actresses was just next to none. And the squirrel. That was the best part, wasn't it? The squirrel.
Yeah.
So, yes. Which
I can't wait. Yeah. And also the dog, too.
What's the dog's name?
I can't forget him. Was it Prio? No, was it Keo? No, I've forgotten now. How about that? That was last
Kryptonian or something.
Crypto. Yep. Yeah, thank you. God, that was 2 days ago. Come on,
get your act together, Miss Lee. And you came to rehearsals, and you're still not getting this right. Maybe don't come next week. Eva Longoria, we've been chatting about her. She's heading into a new role now. She's actually a really good actress. I think she did an amazing job in Desperate Housewives, and just. You know, spectacular what she does. What's she doing now, Mr. Lee? She's stepping away behind the camera.
Yeah, which is really interesting because I actually didn't know she was actually a director. She has directed a movie in the past, which was called Flame and Hot, which it was through Searchlight Pictures that did it. And she's actually gone back to Searchlight Pictures now. And the next one she's going to direct is Anita De Monti, Laughs Last. Now, this is all about a lady who is an artist, a very young lady, and she dies mysteriously. And this girl who actually tries to find out why and all that, Raquel is her name, she finds out that says there's a lot of things that basically a parallel her life against this other Anita's work.
Oh, okay. When are we going to see that? What's happening with that? When is that?
Well, it's only in early stages, so it could be a couple of years off yet.
And what's the movie? Flamin' Hot, is it? Yeah.
No, no. That was her first movie.
But you like the name, don't you? That's your porn name, isn't
Anita
it?
Anita DeMonti laughs last.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
So blessed to be here with Flamin' Hot. Now, do you want to go around the screens for us, please, Mr. Lee? Because we want to know what's on the calendar. We must know.
Well, in Orange, Tamworth and Wagga on August 2, we're doing Hat Video Fest.
This is great. This is great. I haven't heard of this before. This is all new to me. Talk to me through it. What's the go?
Well, this is a compilation of different reels of the best cat videos culled from countless hours of people sending them in of what their cat can do. So all those cat lovers out there are going to love this. This is going to be a comedy. It's family orientated. It's going to be so much fun. So, yeah.
And then on August 8th, it's Dog Video Fest 2025.
And I would be there.
You would be there, yes.
So true. Now, on July 27 in Odeon 5 in Orange and July 30, they've got their next screening for their film society and it's, is it?
Well, I would say the Phoenician that. Scheme I was looking at. Yeah.
Phoenician it sounds very scheme. Interesting. All about a person who dies and he points his daughter, who was a nun, and she takes over the estate. And then there's all these tycoons trying to take over and, there's assassin temps and, too many.
Jeez, that
so that's at the end of the month. Now, in Tamworth, we've got our ladies' movie night happening on July 31 for Bridehard. Tickets are on sale now for that. You can buy them online or from the box office. And that's the new one with Rebel Wilson in it. And at the Forum 6 in Wagga, they've got their French Film Festival starting on July 25. And the opening night movie is My Brother's Band. And that is what's happening around the screens.
Now, also opening next week, Mr. Lee, The Fantastic Four. This is one that you, I know you were saying you want to go and see this with Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn. Yeah, okay, there's a few good names there. I'm liking that. It's going to be really good.
Yeah. Well, did you know they actually had the Australian premiere last Tuesday in Sydney at Disney Studios and all the stars were there?
Oh, that's why I got ditched on Wednesday, was it? Is that where you were, Devin, trying to get selfies? Yeah, hold up your signs. Yeah. I know what you're up to. Yeah, well, it's just a bit of a coincidence, Mr. Lee, a bit of a coincidence. But, okay, so this is really good. So we've got Superman out now, the Fantastic Four coming next week. Oh, it's on.
It certainly is. It's going to be seeing who's going to knock off who. So whether Fantastic Four stay and take the crown of Superman will be very interesting to see. Another movie that opens up is Four Letters in Love, which is a drama, and it stars Fiona O'Shea and Scully and Pierce Brosnan. And it's all about some ghosts and all that. That sounds very interesting, very different.
And the Met Opera, of course, Mr. Lee, your favourite. Wait, left the best till last. Romeo and Juliet. Yes, you'll be there for that one.
I will be. It's a classic opera, isn't it? Everyone knows the story of Romeo and Juliet. It is one of those things, whether you've not seen the opera and you've seen a movie of it, they've made so many different types of movies. They've had musicals. They've had everything. So, yeah, looking forward to that. That's on Sunday. Not this Sunday, the following Sunday.
There you go. That is what's happening next week. Let's do this right now. Let's have some fun.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Bit parched there, Mr. Lee.
I am. I. You know when you just start getting a little bit dry and it's like, yeah, you've made me talk for so long now and it's like, you know what? Yeah, I need a drink of water.
harden up, Mr. Lee. Harden up. Please. If I had a violin sound effect now, I would play it, but I'm playing the music, so I can't play two things at once. That's okay, but you're lucky. Get over it this time. Yeah. But, Mr. Lee, it's time to play our... This is our favourite game, isn't it? We love this.
Oh, it certainly is.
Fast Flicks.
We have so much fun. We love it, don't we?
A month's worth of movies and the... Oh, no, yep. We don't like the questions. Do not like the questions.
You hassle me. It's just fun anyway, so we enjoy it.
Beautiful. All right, let's introduce today's Fast Flicks challenger, the legend. It's Cameron. G'day, Cam.
There you go.
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, as we always like to ask, what's your trivia like? If you went on to a trivia night and the movie category comes up, you up there, mate? You getting it right?
50-50, I'd say.
Okay, well, that's okay.
That's good. That's good. 50-50. That's better than, you know, nothing. So you should be happy with that. That's, yeah.
All right. Let's play. So we've got one more category left in play at the moment. And that category, Mr. Lee, is?
Yes. So I'm sorry about this, but the category that you've got today is Western. Western movies.
But the formality, we still have to ask you, what category would you like to play, Cameron?
I would have done action.
Oh, you would have, but unfortunately, it's Western.
It's locking
so
in.
So we'll lock that in. Yeah. Action was a few weeks ago, so sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's all good.
All right, so let's run through the game. Five questions. We need five correct answers to win the month's worth of movies and a spot on our Hall of Fame here at Talking Flicks HQ. Now, if you don't know the answer to a question, that's fine. Say pass and we'll come back to it. Be nice and quick. And we'll start the 30-second timer after Grant asks the first question.
What?
No. Okay, let's go. Question one, which 1992 Western did Clint Eastwood direct and star in?
Unforgiven.
What 2015 film has DiCaprio surviving a bear attack?
What's it called? Pass.
Which 2005 Western romance was directed by Ang Lee?
Pass, yeah.
Yep, sorry. Question four, what 2021 film by James Champion is set in 1920s Montana?
Pass.
What 2016...
We're done, Mr. Lee. The timer has gone. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I remember the second one as soon as I passed it. So.
Yeah. Oh, don't you hate that?
Oh, look.
And then it just screwed me all up.
Yeah. Oh.
Well.
And you, I bet you know these. Once we go through it, you'll go, yep.
And this is the best part, Cameron. We get to go through the answers. So, Grant, we'll run through these. Let's see how you went.
Okay. Question one. Which 1992 Western did Clint Eastwood direct and star in? You got that correct, Unforgiven. Question two, what 2015 film has DiCaprio surviving a bear attack? What do you think it was, Cameron?
The Revenant.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, it was a great movie. And he actually got the Oscar for it. Question three, what 2005 Western romance was directed by Ang Lee? It was Brokeback Mountain. Question four, what 2021 film by James Champion is set in 1920s Montana? It was The Power of the Dog.
Okay, I've never heard of that one.
Okay. No, you're not alone there, Cameron.
And question five was, what 2016 Western stars Ethan Hawke and features a mute gunslinger named Dutch Albert? It was In the Valley of Violence.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Lee, at least your favourite movie, Brokeback Mountain, got a run in Western, so, yeah.
Well, I was trying to fit it in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. That's on the agenda for the weekend, isn't it? He still has it on DVD, Cameron. So,
I got a special video made of it, so there you go. Yeah, now, VHS.
There's some things you can keep to yourself, Mr. Lee. camera, mate. It's been great to have you on playing. Thank you so much. We're sorry you didn't get there, mate. But you know what? Some of those questions were quite tricky, so I think you did pretty well.
No, thank you.
Western, Mr. Lee, what doing? I mean, seriously.
There's a genre of movies, and there's not many Westerns come out nowadays, but...
No.
okay. I'll scrub it off. I won't put it in ever again.
It is How's to that? Never, ever come back again, okay? So keep that in mind, Miss Lee. Okay. What's it going to be next? What are you going to do next? Japanese movies or, you know...
anime, yeah.
Oh, God.
That'll be good.
Oh, no, what have I done?
Thank you for the suggestion. Oh, right, anime, you're in. Thank you. And then we'll go Bollywood, and then we can go Nepalese. We can do... Oh, you've given me so many great ideas. Thank you.
To all those take on the Fast Flicks challenge, I do apologise. But if you think you've got what it takes to get all five questions right, and we saw that a few weeks ago with Megan, so it just shows you can do it, head to forum6.com.au or odn5.com.au. Hit us up there, and you could be featuring on the show to play for that month's worth of movies with Fast Flicks. And also, Mr. Lee, if you want to hop on the Talkin' Flickster podcast, right?
Certainly. And if you go to the same websites, you'll be able to just click on both. And, you know, why not come on? We'll send you off to the movies, just like we did with George last Wednesday. And next Wednesday, talking of Talking Flicks, we've got Chloe. She's going to see I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Finally, it's not a Disney movie.
Isn't it funny how we've always sent her to Disney movies?
Yeah, I think we needed to break that. I would love to hear her do a horror or an action or something. So, great film, yeah. Mr. Lee. Was that your work behind that one?
Yes, was
that,
it was.
Yeah,
well no, done. I think it was actually Chloe. She said, I'd really like to do that. Oh, wait, okay. We better let her.
Well, that is out right now, but we'll hear Chloe's thoughts on that on Wednesday at midday because our Flickster's back, Mr. Lee. You and I get to spend Wednesdays together again. It's great.
Which is really good. I did, you know, even though I said I didn't, I did miss it. I will admit, I did miss having 2 days a week with you. So I'm pleased.
That's good. I'm glad that you're...
It's back.
I'm glad that you're finally coming to your senses. It took about 2 years, but anyway, we're getting there. So that's good. And you said something nice too. And right at the end of the podcast, you couldn't have done it half an hour ago, could you?
Yeah, I could. But anyway.
Is that because we're done now and you know that you can just leave? Yeah. So that's right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we're going to go, Mr. Lee. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap things up?
No, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope it's fun and you get to do something exciting.
End of school holidays, Mr. Lee. End of school holidays. A couple more days to go. So,
yes.
And the kids are back
at
school.
And then they're back to school.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything's back to normal.
And you can come out from hiding under your rock. So, in the fetal position. Yeah, I know what you've been up to, Mr. Lee. I'm not stupid. Have a lovely weekend.
You too.
Catch you on Wednesday.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odn5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.